Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. So, the eighth perek of Masechtas Brachos is going to continue with the theme of what we've been talking about. Brachos Hamazon, Su'udos. It's unique, though, in that there are eight Mishnayos in this perek, and the overwhelming majority of the Mishnayos is going to center around Machloikesin between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So just a very, very brief introduction to understand a little bit Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and then we'll be able to go through these Mishnayos rather quickly. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, these were two schools. These were two camps of Yidden, Talmidei Chachamim, Tzadikim, Nemanim, Oiskim B'Toyru V'Mitzvahs, stating that they saw the world very, very differently. And very often, when Beis Shammai said one thing, Beis Hillel said Faker. And Beis Hillel said one thing, Beis Shammai said Faker. In fact, the machloikism between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they span Shishi Sidri Mishnah, they go through Bavli and Yerushalmi, and literally Kol HaToyru Kuler centers around the two ways of seeing the world in Halacha. The Shita of Beis Shammai and the Shita of Beis Hillel. Historically, Beis Shammai were Talmidim and Talmidim, of the great Shammai HaZaken. Beis Hillel, they were Talmidim and Talmidim, of the great Hillel HaZaken. It's interesting, Hillel and Shammai were both Talmidim of Shammai and Naftali. They knew each other, and they used to talk and learning. But at the same time, they almost never argued. In fact, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Masechtas Idyos, three places, or maybe five places, where Shammai and Hillel argued throughout the entire Torah. So in the entirety of Torah Sheba'al Peh, Shammai and Hillel were always on the same page, stating that the Meshech HaDoira is the Talmidim lost some of the Messiah, and therefore very often there were debates, and it somehow crystallized as the Talmidim of Shammai seeing things one way, the Talmidim of Hillel seeing things another way. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Yudalid Amid Beis, that even though the Talmidim of Shammai, Talmidim and Hillel argued so often, but at the same time, there was emes and there was shalom between the two of them. They got along very, very well. Not just that, they trusted each other. They would marry within each other, even though from a practical and logistical perspective, you could see why it wouldn't be that way. They would lend each other kelim, even though the world of Tumah V'Tahira in Shammai's world was very different than the world of Tumah V'Tahira in Hillel's world. But stating that, they got along very, very well. In fact, the Mishnah in Avos, when the Mishnah talks about a machloikas l'shem shemayim, so the Mishnah says, what's an example of a machloikas l'shem shemayim? It's kagoyin the machloikas of Shammai and Hillel. What's the machloikas that was shaloi l'shem shemayim? Kairach v'adasai. We know what that was. This was the exact opposite. This was the antithesis. So Shammai and Beis Hillel, there were a few blips in the screen along the way, but at the same time, the Metzius is, this was a machloikis that was l'shem shemayim, it was a machloikis that was rooted very much in Torah. The truth is that the Achreinim say that the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel got to a point where it was starting to get very, very dangerous, and not because they were not getting along, they were getting along, but the issue was, at the end of the day, who was right? Is Shammai right or Hillel's right? And the risk was such that the Torah was almost becoming too Torah. It got so intense that the Gemara says in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis that a Baskel literally had to come down from Shemayim, and the Baskel had to resolve this dispute. The Baskel said, "Elu ve'elu divrei kimchayim v'halacha kebeis Hillel," and that's why almost every single place you have a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Tosfos says in Sukkah Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, he brings from one of the Gaonim, Rav Amram Goin, that says that even though the Baskel said the halacha is like Beis Hillel, but there are six exceptions to the rule. There are six times we'll be Baskel like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. Of course, if you're going to talk about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you have to talk about the Yudchas Dvarim, which I mentioned in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. We will not talk about that. We'll wait, Be'ezus Hashem, to the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. But again, just a little bit of a backdrop to appreciate the two worlds, the world of Beis Shammai and the world of Beis Hillel. Our parak is going to talk about different dinim where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued, but specifically as it relates to Suda. You can literally have a whole sugi and a whole parak and shas that talks about machloikas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in one sliver of Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's what our parak is. Says the Mishnah, Elu dvarim shebein Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel besuda. Following our list of machloikas in areas of debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Hilchas Suda. Beis Shammai says that when you make Kiddush on Shabbos, so you make two brachas. What are the two brachas? You make a Bayer Priya Gofen, that's easy. But in addition to that, you make the actual bracha of Kiddush. You make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's what Kiddush is. Asheket Yisholo b'mitzvoyis v'rotzav anu v'shabbos kotcha b'hav v'rotzav n'chil anu v'zikaron l'mayisav v'reishas baruch atah Hashem mekadosh haShabbos. So it says b'shamay that when you make Kiddush, first you mevarech al yayin, first you make the bracha on the day, first you say mekadosh haShabbos, v'achakach mevarech al yayin, and afterwards you make the bracha on the wine. B'sulah says mevarech al yayin, first you make the bracha on the wine, first you make a bar priyagaf, v'achakach mevarech al yayin, and then afterwards you make Kiddush. Mishnah Beis. B'shamay says, Noitlin liyodayim. If you're eating a meal, so first you wash your hands. Before you eat bread, you have to wash your hands. Al natilas yodayim. Ve'achakach moizgin es hakoyz. And then afterwards, you can pour wine. B'sil says, moizgin es hakoyz. First you can pour the glass of wine. Ve'achakach noitlin liyodayim. And afterwards, only afterwards, can you wash natilas yodayim. Now, why does it matter if first you wash your hands, or first you pour a cup of wine? Like, what's the halacha? You can't pour wine without washing your hands. Or if I care, you can't pour wine unless you, so what would even be pashup shat? So the Gemara says that this is really toloi in sugyois chamurois, in tahairois, ayin sham. But the short version, as it relates to learning Mishnayos, is machloikis between Beisham and Beisol, where the first you pour wine and then noitlin yadayim, or first noitlin yadayim and afterwards pour wine.